Blog Talk Radio.
The 651 area code, what am I speaking to?
Stroll through the picture, what I've left behind. And once again, I'm locked up in memories. They all intertwine. The memories in my mind. I know tomorrow, 'cause that dawn will come. You will never know just what you have done.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Stop Child Abuse Now show. This is scan number 2764. That's 2764. Tonight we're going to have a question and answer poll and discussion show with a survivor professional. He's an open mic forum. And tonight we have as a special co-host Michelle Bless from Cincinnati, Ohio. And I do love it when Michelle comes on. We get along famously, and she's got so much knowledge, and I just love it to death, and I love her to death. I think she's great. Yeah. So tonight we're going to be talking, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. I don't know who 651 is. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this
hello.
Elizabeth Sullivan. Hi, Carol.
Hey,
this
how you
Elizabeth.
Doing?
Good, how
Hi,
are you doing?
Hi, honey. Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. I haven't heard from you in a while. Yeah, let me put you in here. There we go. Right. Okay. All right. So anyway, all I have to do is put Elizabeth there, and I know who that is. Okay, good enough. So, okay, we're going to have Michelle on tonight, and I think it's a good time of the year, all right, to speak about ritual abuse. And, okay, you know how I am. Halloween is coming up and all this other stuff. I love Halloween.
Very important.
But, and you know what? But what's even more important is really, truly ritual abuse. And there are people out there, too, other than Michelle, who have gone through ritual abuse. And you should call in, and you can add to the conversation. And for those who don't know anything about ritual abuse, you can learn about it, okay? So that's a cool thing. That's a good thing, because unfortunately, it is out there everywhere. I think it's other places, too, but I can't talk about that on the show. All right. So I'm going to read the NASCA mission statement. And we have a singleness of purpose at NASCA to address issues related to childhood abuse and trauma, including sexual assault, violent or physical abuse, emotional traumas, and neglect. And we do so two different ways. One is educating the public, especially as related to getting over the society, over the taboo of speaking about sexual abuse. People are still hung up on that. There's a lot more than 10 years ago people speaking about it. But now we've got to get them to do something about it, okay? Presenting the facts that show child abuse to be a pandemic worldwide problem that affects everyone, offering hope for healing to numerous pairs and providing many services to adult survivors of child abuse and information for anyone interested in the many issues involving prevention, intervention, and recovery. Now, we have a very, very good website, and I do like to speak about the website, because there's a wealth of information. When I go out and I do presentations, and pretty soon I might start doing that if schools stay open, huh? But anyway, I get a lot of my information, probably about 90%, okay, off of the website, our website, and that's NASCA, NASCA.org. The other I do research on. But we have a tremendous amount of information on our website. Again, that's NASCA.org. You scroll down, you see the red lines, and each one has a title. Click onto it, and a menu drops down. And it'll speak about prevention, intervention, and recovery, what we as society can do, and how we should speak to our children, you know, about the good, the bad, and the ugly, as I like to say. And then in the beginning of the red lines, you'll see programs and people who need programs where maybe they can't afford to have a therapist, maybe they don't have insurance that covers that type of thing, or they don't have the pocket money to pay for it. There are programs right in your area. You don't know it because they don't have signs outside, you know, advertising it. And that's where a group of people go that have the same problems that you do or we do, all of us do, whatever. And you'll feel quite at home. I've had a lot of good feedback about these programs. This goes for men and women both, okay? So I just want you to keep that in mind. So tonight, what we offer here on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we have our special guests who come on, and we offer the platform to them to tell their stories. And tonight on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and now Michelle is on the 7th. Today's the 7th. She's on today. And
the first Thursday of every month.
Yeah, the first Thursday of every month. And tonight, she and I had spoken earlier, actually during the week too, that, you know, it would be a good thing to speak about ritual abuse, okay, because people, it is out there. And I just want to tell you a little something about Michelle. Michelle's also an author. She's a minister, okay? Her book was and is Out of the Darkness, the Michelle Bless Story, and that's her story of redemption. In 1997, Michelle writes that she was introduced to the Lord and denounced, not renounced, denounced Satan, thus beginning
Amen.
The process, yes, of giving her life to God. Okay, so I'm not going to say too much more than that, but I do want people to understand from where she comes. And I've done some study on this type of subject, the ritual abuse. I have friends that have gone through it, and, of course, Michelle's she's like my sister. She's gone through it. And we've had other people that are NASCA people who, too, have gone through ritual abuse. And let me tell you something. It's a horrific thing. So, Michelle, I'm going to give you the floor. And before I do that, I want to give out the telephone number. It is 646-595-2118. That's 646-595-2118, okay? Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm Carol Levine. Michelle, do I always forget who I am? I love it. Look, I don't care who I am. I'm just here to run a show, okay? And I'm vice president of NASCAR. You'd never know it. Boy, what a riot. All right, listen to me. I bring forth good topics because I think that they're, a topic like this, I know, is really something that people need to learn more about. All I've done is read about it. And yes, when people would speak about it on the show, but Michelle has really good knowledge of it. So I'm going to give it to her. And again, give us a call. If you feel bashful, you just sit and listen or listen through your computers. But learn about ritual abuse because, believe me, it is out there. Okay, it's all yours.
Thank you. Thank you for being here as my sister. Thank you for my other sister that's here. For all the listeners and everyone in the chat room, I'm so looking forward for this show because Halloween is coming up, and you know a lot of people look at Halloween as, you know, it's fun and let's, you know, dress up our kids and let's take them out for trick or treat, you know, or sometimes let the kids go out on their own and go door to door and collect candy, and you know, of course, the kids would stop in between houses and eat candy. And guess what? That is what the enemy wants to happen. This is very, very serious as far as the ritual, the dark side, the enemy. It's absolutely real. And I'm not saying this because it's something that I read in a book. I'm saying this because it's something that I was involved in for over 30 years before I gave my life to the Lord 30 years later. So I'm 60 years old, going on 61. I've been serving Jesus for over 30 years. But prior to that, I'm saying that first because I want you to know I do serve Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who sits on the right-hand side of God in heaven. But what I'm about to talk about, you would think, douchey, I do. But what I'm about to talk about, where I was and who I was before I knew who God was. I was brought into the occult as far as my awareness of it at the age of 6, but I was brought into the occult before birth. I mean, by birth, when I was born into it, and I didn't know anything about it, wasn't aware. Keep in mind, I didn't know anything about God, so I was brought in around devil worshippers, witches and warlocks, and voodoo priestess, and it's a very serious thing. I need for the listeners to know that Halloween is absolutely Satan's holiday. It is a high holiday for the occult. It's a holiday for sacrifices. And what I mean by that is, during this time, the witches have to go forth and have to bring as many souls and children that they can sacrifice to Satan. So Halloween is the number one holiday in the season for the dark world. What they do is put pins, like needles, sharp objects in the candy, like in candy bars. And hard candy, they put LSD, a liquid form of drug, and other candy. And what they hope for is for a child to die. If the child, that would be the greatest sacrifice. But if a child don't die and they assume it and get sick or whatever, that's still a sacrifice to them. They did a sacrifice. The Satan is pleased with that. But that is the purpose for Halloween, is to get many kids to consume candy and stuff from people when they knock on doors. And my suggestion is that if this is something that you want to, a tradition that you want to keep for kids to do, because kids don't know any different. You know, all they want to do is, you know, they want to dress up and they want to go trick-or-treating, you know. So I would suggest for you to be with your children and take your kids to not unknown homes. Take them to people that you do know and get candy from them. When I say people that you do know, that's what I mean. People that you know and trust, that you will allow your kids to ring the doorbell and they get candy from them and you feel comfortable with your kids eating the candy. Now, if you let your children go ring doorbells and go to strangers' homes, and you don't know that stranger, you don't know if that's an occult member, you don't know if that's a witch, you don't know if that's a warlock, you know, let me tell you something. They dress up as angels' clothing. They'll smile in your face, but you don't know if they represent the devil. You don't know if they're a demon, and it's real. Started from the age of 6, of my memory in the occult, of going to sacrifices. They would sacrifice. If you have any kids listening, you know, I would suggest to you not to allow them to listen to this. You can share at your own discretion, you know, with your children outside of listening to what I'm about to say. But they have human sacrifices. That's what they look for, human sacrifices. So whether they're children or whether they are adults, animal sacrifice. People say, well, they sacrifice animals. Well, you know, they do that. They sacrifice animals and, you know, smear blood on them. But they look for human sacrifices. You know, so if you look at people that has gone missing throughout the years, and I'm talking about from the 60s all the way to now, they have disappeared, especially in the Mexico area. It was really high back in the 80s. They do a lot of human sacrifices to do the drinking of blood, smear the blood all over them, and to have different sexual acts. And because I was given to Satan, no one was allowed to touch me. So I was being prepped to be a high priestess at a young age. And I was trained in the occult from the age of 6 until I turned 16 years old, and I became a priestess. And then I became a high priestess when I turned 25 years old. And once I got to that point, I was in total control, and at least that's what I thought, you know, for demons to do as I say. And I was hated by other witches because they had to do what I say, because I was a high priestess, which is higher than a witch and higher than a warlock. It got really serious when I was given a gift to levitate things. I would levitate furniture. I would go, once I became a high priestess, then I was able to go through walls and, you know, go, you know, in and out of people's homes. And when you're given that gift, every time you do that, you age quickly. But that's just the sacrifice of what you do. So when I was told to cast spells, I had to cast spells on people. When I was told to, when I was given an assignment to go and destroy marriages or go into churches to destroy churches, that is what I did. It's interesting that I had this type of power and gift and did this for over 30 years, and now being a servant of the Lord. And what's so powerful is that I was able to go into different churches to destroy different relationships, marriages. And when I got to the church that I'm in now, which I've been a member for over 25 years, and when I was able, you know, I was able to go into different churches and destroy with no problem. That's because of what was going on in the churches. Let me tell you something. If you have an open door for the enemy to come into, back then, when I say we, I'm saying when I say we back then, we were able to come in. And what I mean by that is you can be in a church and, you know, people, you hear people say, oh, you know, I'm a servant of the Lord, but if you're a gossiper or if you're an adulterer or if you're a liar or whatever it is, that is attached to a demon, and that's an open door, and we're able to come in. Demons cannot read your mind, but we can put thoughts in your mind. And if you marinate on that thought, it's going to happen. But as soon as you get a negative thought, if you rebuke it, it won't happen. So when I came to the church where I'm at now, I walked in, something was different. It was like, there were no portals. There were no doors open. All I saw was God's angels. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And I end up getting saved. I end up turning my back. And then I'm going to stop here, Carol, because what I'm about to say, it's a whole different segment, but it was a battle. It was a battle when I chose at that point. I knew something was different because I never saw anything like that. I never saw angels and light. I never saw anything pure and positive. It was always darkness. It was like when I went into different churches, I always saw my fellow demons or other witches, other warlocks sitting in the churches. But when I came into this church, there was no open door. There was no portal. And God that I serve now opened my eyes, and I saw angels, and I was confused. But yet I was drawn to this light. I was drawn to this positive, and I wanted to know more, and it was a battle. And when I made a decision to leave, that's when the war began. And it was a 2-year war. I was continually raped every night by demons for 2 years because I wouldn't give up my power. And then finally, my bishop, who is my bishop now, at the time he said, and he didn't know me from day one, but God was talking to him. God was showing him me, and he said something that I knew that it was no way possible that he could have known unless this unseen being that he was talking about told him. And he said, are you tired of being raped by demons? No one knew that. And so when I cried out and I said yes, I don't want to continue to be raped. And the reason why I was being raped by demons because they knew that I was interested and that I was wavering, that I was listening to these people, meaning, you know, Christians who were trying to pull me into God. And so when I stood against Satan, after I accepted salvation, they knew I accepted salvation because the battle is not natural, it's not carnal, it's spiritual. So of course, all the witches and everybody knew what was going on, and they went and told Satan. And so, but they also saw when I was asked to denounce my powers, and I didn't want to do it. There was a battle for 2 years. I was being abused and raped by demons in the spirit realm, and then finally, after the 2 years, I denounced Jesus. So I will stop there to see if anyone has some questions, and then I will tell you some more about the things that I saw and what we did in the occult, especially concerning and surrounding Halloween. It's very important.
Well, you know, it is important. It is because people don't understand. I mean, look, I go out. I've already bought 4 or 5 bags of candy. The kids in the neighborhood love me. I don't know they're going to get Reese's Peanut Butter Cups at Carol's house. Oh, boy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they dress up in all these little outfits, and they have their, they sort of like have, like, you know, to see who has the best outfit, that type of thing, and they give them a little something, whatever. They do that. Sometimes they do it through the school. Some of the schools are opening around here. Other times they do it, you know, in a supposed, you know, environment where it's safe, okay? So
yes.
I don't mind it too much because I think it's funny. But on the other hand, what is so awful, awful, awful that people have to understand too is how Satanism does affect society. And you, of course, you know all about that. And it even goes as far as our politicians, and I won't say any more about that.
Oh,
but
Lord.
Let me see. Yes, honey. And that's why we can't go.
Let me say something real quick. People would be surprised of how many hip-hop artists, singers, rappers, people that's into movies, actresses and actors, politicians. You'd be surprised of how many people are in the occult. And so working on my second book, and I'm almost done. I want to say this real quick. I'm working on my second book, you know, and I took a hiatus because, you know, Carol, my first book came out in 2012. So I went through a whole bunch of different sicknesses, and then I went through different depressions. And then finally, you know, the Lord told me it's time and that I will get some feedback. I know I'm going to get some feedback on this book, but this book is going to be mainly 90% of it is going to talk about devil worshiping, me being in the occult, because so many people are doing certain things that they think is good, but it's not. And we can speak on that if you can remember, Carol, like people do yoga, meditation when, you know, you go into yoga and your instructor would say, empty your mind. No, first of all, that's not Bible. You don't empty your mind. If you empty your mind, that's when demons come in. You never empty your mind and make it blank. So it's just certain things that, or another thing, like people will read their horoscope and they think, oh, well, it's good because they did the astrology back in the Bible, but that's Old Testament. If you go further into the New Testament, Jesus would speak on that, that's something that he don't want to do. Those are open doors, open portals for demons to come in. And so who better to know about the open portals but the one who served for over 30 years and know all of the ways of the devil? I'm telling you, it's just a lot of things that people are doing that they're not aware of. It's like another example of horror movies, you know. People say, you know, that people watch horror movies. But understand, when you watch a horror movie, that is an open door. That's a portal. So you're not supposed to watch horror movies. That's just an open door. People say, was that a sin? I didn't say it was a sin. I'm talking about an open portal for the dark world. I'm talking about an open portal for the devil, you know, because that's all I knew and lived. So today, no, I don't watch horror movies. I know what it's all about. I know what the purpose of that is. I lived it from the age of 6 on up. And I tell people, no, you don't want to watch that. So it's just different stuff that I can put out there to tell you what is not good, meaning what's an open door for the devil and his demons to come in. So
I believe that. I believe that.
Yeah.
And you know, Michelle, and then I'm going to go to Elizabeth. There's so many things in my life when I was being sexually abused. Those people, they're not from God. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
That's the devil.
No. That's the devil. Now, let me tell you what. I'll tell you two things. One time I was involved with a prayer group, a very big one, over 200 people. I've mentioned that on air before. And one night, we were in the middle of our services, and the doors burst open, and in came a rush. I don't even know how many people. It was such a startling thing to happen, but a rush of people who were devil worshippers, Satan worshippers, and then they came into our church, and they were screaming all kinds of weird stuff. I don't even know what they were saying,
of
to be
course.
Honest with you.
Damn it.
And then they went out a door on the other side of the church. It was the weirdest thing. But a man had a heart attack, and he died.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I believe it.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
He had a heart attack, and he died.
Mm-hmm.
And he
mm-hmm.
was one of the counselors. Don't forget, I told you, the people from that church saved me. And he was one of the counselors that had been working with me. What
wow.
a strange thing to happen.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. and when I was a kid, I dabbled in the Ouija board, and I dabbled with the
yeah.
horoscopes, and I watched horror movies.
All demonic.
The most horrific, sure. The more horrific the movie, the more I enjoyed it. So I thought, and I
of
went
course.
Through
See,
rough
that's,
times.
That's what,
and I
that's
did
where I was.
Too.
I love that
oh,
gory.
Yeah.
That's all they train us, and that's all they had us watch, the gory, horrific
oh, yeah.
horror movies. And I would sit and watch, eat popcorn and laugh at it. See what I'm saying? Like, to some people, they would be scared. I wasn't afraid. We were trained. This is
I know.
Those are open portals for the devil. Ouija boards, tarot cards, psychic, all
yeah.
that is the devil. All
yeah.
that is the devil. Then they say, well, the psychic know my thoughts. Well, guess what? That's really from the beginning. That is a gift from God. But if that person is not saved, Satan will snatch him up and use the gift for himself. And that's why it's called psychics. See, in the Christian world, it's a prophet, which is good. But if that person is not a Christian and they don't know God, Satan will snatch them up and then use that gift. And that gift on that side is called a psychic. Well, of course they're going to know your future because Satan himself is giving them stuff about you in the spirit realm.
Right.
So, of course, they're going to say stuff. You're going to be like, oh, my God, well, how would they know this? The devil is giving them that information if you're going to a psychic. Now, if you go to a Christian, it's a prophet, that's totally different. I'm just being real
right.
about this. This thing is really, really serious, and people don't – it's not taking it serious, and it's not getting better. It's getting worse. The devil is very
well,
conning.
The world we're
living
in.
Manipulating. He's a liar,
right.
and he has witches. And some people say, "What? So they got good witches, a white witch." No, honey. A witch is a witch, and the witches serve the devil. Psychics
right.
serve the devil.
Ooh, I just got I think somebody's yakking at me on my phone.
Go ahead.
What do you got to say? Huh? Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
This says hello. I don't know. Get out of here. Now, something like that would happen on my phone. Of course it would. Let's go to Elizabeth and see what she thinks about all of this.
Yes, of course.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just taking all this in. I have to say, part of this is really scary for me to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I
of
know
course.
That it's, I know that this is, something that's out there, but it's scary to listen to, but I know I need to listen to it, and I'm just curious, what do you think about people that contact like a paranormal society and bring them into their home, set up equipment? Do you feel that not only that can open up a portal to the devil as well?
Well, let me say something about the paranormals. First of all, because a lot of people have asked me and emailed me about that. Let me tell you something about them. First of all, let them come on in there because they can tell you about stuff they see. And if you got someone coming in and they say they see spirits, that's a good thing. Then tell them to leave, and then you go get some Christians so they can bless that house. Because, first of all, there is no such thing as your loved ones coming back to see you. You're dead, you're dead. You in heaven, you in heaven. You in hell, you in hell. Ain't no coming back talking to you. That's a devil. That's a demon dressed up as your loved one talking to you. Mm-hmm. There's no coming back here to talk to nobody. Now, I will say this. No, I don't want to leave that at the end. Let me say this. God has a soft heart for children. God has a soft heart for people that, okay, if I'm giving an example, it could be a little girl or a little boy who is real close to their grandparents. Okay, I'm giving an example. And their grandparents pass away. God would send one of his angels to look like their grandparents to show them love and compassion. Okay? But I'm telling you, that's rare. But I'm telling you, when people say, oh, you know, they'll go to a medium and they say, well, I want to talk to my uncle so-and-so, or I want to talk to my mom. No, honey, you're talking to a devil. There is no auntie, there is no mom, there is no dad, there is no wife, there is no husband. You're talking to a devil, and that's an open door. That medium is going to open that door, and here come the flood of demons coming into your spirit. That's what that is.
Well, I
believe that. Go ahead.
I was going to say years and years ago, I lived in a very old house, and we always felt that there was a presence. So we ended up having the Paranormal Society came in, and I didn't realize at that time what all this was. And I went to my priest, and, of course, my priest was like, you need to never, ever do that again. And he
took
it very seriously.
Well, what he should have did was came to bless. Let me tell you something. As soon as you said that, I heard the Lord said to me that the house was infested with demons. That's first of all. It was infested with demons. So, you know, you hear some people say a spirit don't rest. Let me tell you something. Once you die, you're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. There is no lingering in the atmosphere. There is no lingering on earth. No, no, no.
Sure.
The demons,
well,
Satan himself, would come and suck in. That's the most vulnerable for humans. And that's the part that the occult love. They want to come in and swoop that up. But go ahead. I just wanted to say that, but I want you to go ahead and finish.
Well, he was pretty alarmed. So, I mean, he ended up coming to our home on several occasions, and he went around and he blessed the whole house. He did anointing of the sick for us. And I mean, this was something that we really learned from. And so everything you're saying tonight, this is the type of thing. This is why I came on tonight, because I wanted to learn more about it.
Yeah.
But he took it very seriously. And
It is serious.
Absolutely. I mean, he came right away.
I had people that would pay me. I had Ouija boards. I had tarot cards. I used to read all that. I did that for a living back in the day before I served God. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. All that is the devil. Okay, people would take sage and go through the house. That's the devil. Don't take any sage to put through your house. That's not Bible. That's the devil. You're opening up portals. You're opening up doors. If you light incense and you all see it, that's the devil. And then people say, well, wait a minute. There's incense being lit and it's in the Bible. Yes, it is. But understand this. Everything, the devil is against God. He hates God. He's the enemy. So he duplicates and do the opposite of God. Okay? So if you say to yourself, well, I'm going to go get a bunch of incense and light it up to clean my house, then that is no longer, it's no longer for God. It's for Satan. Because first of all, incense can't clean your house. That's the devil. You just opened the door for him to come in. That's what you did.
Yeah.
When you get saved, you just open the door for the devil to come in. I used to be a witch. I know what I'm talking about. I was trained. I was taught this at the age of six. Everything. I know the ways, the vows of the Satan. And little stuff like that that people think is good is not good. You're opening doors. You're opening portals. You're opening holes for demons to come in. Let me tell you something. Demons go to and forth on earth to see who they can devour. They don't eat. They don't sleep. Okay? They rather stay here on earth because hell is torture for them. So they want to stay here as long as they can because they're in it's a lake of fire. So they trying to bring as many souls as they can to be with them because they know they're in. Satan is a manipulator. He's a father of lies. He's a con artist. And if you don't, a lot of people don't want to know, they so used to doing stuff. They're like, oh, that ain't the devil, and you know, I don't force anyone. All I can do is tell my truth. I'm not someone that read it in a book and say, oh, okay, well, I just learned this for about a month. We're talking about me being born into the occult. My mother is from Kingston, Jamaica. She has 22 sisters and brothers, and out of all of them, she was the only one that was against what my grandfather did. My grandfather, I never met him. I only saw pictures because I was in my mother's womb. And my grandfather was having sex with my mom's siblings. Not all of them, but some of them. So my mother pulled away. She got away from him, okay, and married my dad at the age of 17. She got away from the family. And so they were against her. You know what I'm saying? But yet they love her. You know what I mean? So when my grandfather died, she was so happy that he was gone that she wanted to go to the funeral to make sure he was dead. But they told her, the ones that did love my mom, not all of them, but because the rest of them wanted her to come, which she did. But some of them who said, don't go to the funeral because they're waiting on you. They're going to cast a spell. She was like, ain't nobody going to bother me. I want to make sure my dad is dead. See, that was, and Satan, and Satan and all his people were waiting for that. They wanted her to think that. So what happened while she was pregnant with me? She goes to my grandfather's funeral, her dad's funeral. They lay hands on her, and I was marked by Satan at that point. But go ahead. Oh, it's going to get deep. It's about to get deeper, y'all.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Go ahead, Carol.
Well, you know what? No, this is a true thing. And see, this is why there's so much evil in the world. People don't realize it's just not a matter, and I'll just say a tiny bit of politics because there's different groups. It's not a matter like Republicans and Democrats and the in-betweeners because they don't know what they want to be, libertarians and all this other stuff, the liberal people.
Mm.
It's, you know, you have good, you have bad. Okay.
Mm.
And oh boy, is my phone going off?
You know what? Okay, Carol, while you're looking at that, let me say one more thing because it just came to my spirit. I need for people to understand something. The enemy again is the father of lies. He doesn't tell the truth. I am so marked, but the enemy can't touch me because I'm covered by the blood of God. Okay, I'm here to tell the truth. I'm not here to, I was born into the occult, and the devil thought he had me. He thought I was his for life. So I was exposed to so much darkness, you know what I'm saying?
I know you were.
And the ways and the vows of the devil. It is real out here. It is real. And if you...
You don't have to tell me, okay? You don't have to convince me. And, you know, if they have any common sense, if they just stand and look around them, they'll know the beauty, they'll know the ugly, they'll know the good, they'll know the bad. Because people
who are good
do good things, okay? And those that are bad, and look, I was no angel when I was a teenager. I was a rough kid, and I did a lot of bad things, too.
Wait a minute, Carol. Let me say something because God just brought it back to my thought. understand this. Children that are being raped, we are survivors, mm-hmm. of course. Children that are being raped, and I have people come up to me and say, well, why is this happening? Why did God let this happen? Let me explain something to you. Those are demons that are implanted in pedophiles and perverts, okay? That's the devil's den. That's Satan's den, the most powerful force that is here on earth, okay? The perverted, the horror, the disgusting. So let me say this. Anything that is not good, meaning anything that is negative, belongs to Satan and his whores, H-O-A-R-D-E-S, his demons, his witches, his warlocks. Anything that is good and pure, it's Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Okay? Understand that. So the war is not carnal. The war is not flesh. The war is spiritual. It's a spiritual battle that does not cease. And unless God open your eyes, if you serve him, or the devil, and he'll open your eyes, you'll see it's a spiritual warfare that does not cease. Satan knows his end. He can never go back to heaven ever. That's why he hates humans. Period. His name was Lucifer in heaven. But his name changed because the first sin happened in heaven. He rebelled because when God said to his angels that they had to serve and obey us, he got disgusted. Like, why should we? No, he didn't say we. He said, why would I serve man? And Michael and Gabriel, who are the two high archangels in heaven, said, we have to obey our father. No, I'm not going to serve a monkey. He looks at us as monkeys. He calls us humans monkeys. And he said, I would never serve a man. I would never serve a monkey. And Michael and Gabriel warned him, and he didn't listen. And guess what? He got cast out of heaven. And his name changed from Lucifer to Satan. Lucifer at the time was one of the most beautiful angels in heaven. He was in charge of the choir, music. That's why he hates churches. That's why he hates Christians. Come on now. I can break this thing down. I can now ask me what you want to know. Like I said, I'm a person. Even though I'm a teacher, I am teachable. Mm-hmm. I don't know everything, but it's one thing I do know, and this is what I'm about to tell you. I know about the foul, wild ways of Satan and his kingdom. I served him as a witch, as a high priestess, a devil worshiper in the occult, and I did many, many, many things that I didn't know was wrong because it was all I knew. It was all that I grew up in.
That's what you were brought into. Hold on a second, Michelle, because we have another call here. 651 area code. Who am I speaking to? Hello, hello? Okay, this person just wants to listen. Okay.
Let them listen.
What you're saying, what you're saying.
Carol? That might actually be somebody that I know, and I don't, and yeah, they just want to listen.
Okay,
that's
all right, I'll put them on hold then. All right, now what you're saying is true. You see, this is what society, now let's get a little bit more earthly here, okay?
Let's go with it.
What we have to, okay?
And the reason why
we have to is because we have to interject, all right, child abuse, okay, and how, you know, where it comes from. God loves children. People think, all right, children are supposed to be a gift, all right? So if children are a gift and they're being abused, okay, by the pedophiles and you know, the people out there who abuse them, okay, if they're older, if they're not prepubescent, there we go, I said it, by God, yes, I did. Okay, then they're no longer children. like 13 years old and over, okay?
But
that
Carol, but wait, Carol. I need
what?
To say this too.
What?
Understand this, people who's listening.
Yeah.
God, listen, it's a battle. It's a spiritual battle. Rape from children, all they come from dark. All they come from the devil. It don't come from God. Yet people want to blame God. And don't get me wrong. When I first got saved, the first thing I said to God, why did you allow this to happen? I'm getting emotional. Excuse me, y'all. Why did you allow this to happen to me? But understand this. It's not about that. God, it's a spiritual battle. God loves all people, all children. The devil is only allowed so much power on earth. But God gives free will. You got to choose this day who you want to serve.
That's exactly right.
That's why me and you push, Bill, all of us, that's why we try to get adults, you people who got kids, you got to look at the signs. You got to protect your children. You can protect your children if you look and listen and watch for the signs, and you can protect them. Because how is it when I was a little girl, I was told nobody would believe me, and that's what I believed. That is exactly what I believe. I couldn't tell nobody because nobody would believe me. But now I'm that whistleblower. You got to look at the signs of your children. If you see a change, don't be like, well, what's going on? Look at what's going on and see why your child has changed suddenly. Come on now. And you can step in and fix that situation and help your
child.
Right.
Now, I know Elizabeth
The devil is busy. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, Elizabeth wants to say, I heard her saying things. Am I hearing things? Hey, Elizabeth, were you trying to speak or what?
I had it muted.
I'm hearing things, by God. Okay, that's all right.
When
hey, listen.
Open it's time and you can ask a question, then I will.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Would you like to
ask a question? Yes.
So I have a question in regards to the sexual abuse, because sometimes I was sexually abused, as you guys know, or as Carol knows. And I was told on a couple of different occasions that because I was abused, that it was like I carried the line of Satan in me. And that really crushed me. And I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on that?
Stop right there. First of all, oh, Jesus, thank you. First of all, it was passed on. It was a door already open, my sister, from your parents or whoever. It could be your parents, or it can be a sibling, or it can be another relative that was able to open that door to get to you, for it to be passed on to you. But the devil's a liar, and the truth is not in him. That cord can be cut. You do not belong to Satan, and everything that happened to you was not your fault. It's about what do you want to do now. Because all you got to do is denounce him. Anything that has anything, when I say denounce, anything that has anything to do with Satan, Jesus, I denounce right now in your blood and in your name, and cut that cord in the name of Jesus and in the blood of Jesus. And I ask that you come into my life, Lord God, and heal my heart, my soul, my mind, my spirit, and my flesh. That's it. Because understand this, who's listening. The power of Satan, if there's a door that was open in your language, in your family, it can be passed down. And that door will stay open until you shut that door. And once you get aware of that, you just call on the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus to close that door. It takes those words out your mouth, and God will hear you, and the angel will come down and seal it with the blood. don't make me shout up in here. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, that's you know, and I'm hearing that when you were saying that. Just that simple. Now, you can do it on your own, or just tell me your first name again, and I will do it right now for you, live. So what is your first name?
Elizabeth, and it also affected my daughter.
Okay, what's your daughter's first name?
Catherine.
Okay, 1 second. Give me a second, Carol.
Yeah,
Elizabeth.
Go ahead.
This is important because I'm hearing the Lord. Elizabeth, and
I don't want
you
to use
Carol.
Your last name.
I don't need your last name. I just need your first name.
Okay.
And your daughter's name again was what?
Catherine.
Okay, wait a minute. Now we begin. Okay. Give me okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus and in the blood of Jesus, I come to the throne boldly for Elizabeth and her daughter, Catherine. We cut the cords of anything that is not of you, God, anything that is unclean, anything that is foul, anything that comes from Satan, whether it's an unclean spirit, foul spirit, demon spirit, or human spirit. We cut it right now in the name of Jesus. Put your blood on it right now in the name of Jesus. And I call forth the angels that are assigned to Elizabeth and Catherine to go forth to them now, to surround them, comfort them, guard them, keep them, and protect them. In the name of Jesus and in the blood of Jesus, protect them in their dreams while they dream. Protect them in their sleep while they sleep. Protect them in and out of their dwelling. I want you to chain and snatch up anything that is unclean, that is foul, that doesn't belong to God right now in the name of Jesus and in the blood of Jesus, that is attached to them, that is around them. Chain it up, snatch it, take it straight to hell. And it has to stay there until Jesus come back from glory for Elizabeth and Catherine. And they cannot assign another unclean spirit, foul spirit, or demon spirit in its place. It is done. It is sealed. It is written in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. That
amen.
Cord is cut because I just saw it in the spirit realm. I saw it in the spirit realm. He cut the cord. It is done. It is over. And Father, I ask you that you cleanse Elizabeth and Catherine's mind, and anything that is negative that comes into their mind, let it be scrambled so they don't understand it. Keep it away from them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. It is done.
Okay. You see, what people have to realize.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. What people have to realize, too, getting back more on a level that they might understand a little bit
of
better.
Of course.
I want that. Yep, that's perfect. When I was walking through a flea market one day, I don't know if I told you this story or not, but there's this lady. She's all dressed in black, and she was a medium. Okay, she was a medium.
She was a witch.
Yeah, she was a medium.
And a witch.
Sign up. There's a medium. Okay, and a witch.
Yeah.
Didn't say witch.
And
so
a witch.
It's a medium. Okay. So people were lining up because they want. I know they were lining up to see what she had to say. All right, and they were paying her because she'd read their palms, she'd do whatever. So I'm standing in line too. All right, hey, I want to know. Okay, see, this is how they bring. This is how they suck people in. They were people who are feeling lost, people who maybe have lost someone that they love, people who have no direction in life and they're feeling confused. What they do is that they draw them in by saying, I can tell the future. I can speak to the dead. I can do these things, and I can get messages.
And they can.
Okay, from.
And they can. And they can.
Yes,
because
they
I was
can.
One. I'm telling you, they can. That Satan will give us
absolutely.
The information about you. Yes, he will. Yes.
Here's this. It comes my turn. It comes my turn. I never saw this lady.
Okay.
All right, so I'm sitting down there in her tent. She had like a little small pup tent or something, whatever she was in. She takes my palm. And she said, And she said, you have been abused sexually so many times that it would scare people if they knew how many times. You
mm-hmm.
have been beaten. You have been abused. You
mm-hmm.
have been on the streets. You. She
mm-hmm.
knew everything about me. Everything.
Well, of course she does.
Me.
Satan told her everything. Satan told her everything
okay, so
about
check
your
it out.
Court.
Check it out. Yeah, I'm getting chills now. Check it out. She said to me, I want you to stand here. There was only one of the two other people behind me. She said, let me read their palms. I want to talk to you for a minute. So I'm looking around,
mm-hmm.
and they took off after a while, and then she called me back in, and she said, listen, you have a curse on you, and I will lift that curse from you, but I have to light candles, see? I have to light candles, and I need for you to come back tomorrow, if you want, at 2 o'clock. I'll devote that time to you. I'll give you half an hour. And I will bring this spirit that's on you, this evil spirit. I will get rid of it for you. I will cast it out. Now, it still sounded very good. And she did know an awful lot about me. She knew everything about me. She scared the daylights out of me. But I didn't go back because I didn't trust her. Something told me no. All right, she may have been fed all this information, this woman. But on the other
Thank
hand,
you,
I don't want her lighting candles for me. Something didn't work right with me. Something didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the type of person, if something doesn't feel right, I don't do it. All right? Now,
mm-hmm.
my life didn't change after that. I had all kinds of horrific things happen to me, like so many of us on NASCA have, okay? With the sexual
yeah,
abuse, the relationships.
Yeah.
You know, not knowing how to choose properly. This is what happens to children who have been abused,
mm-hmm.
who have not gotten the help that they need. And we get out there and we're trying to grow ourselves up. And because we're still children, we make many mistakes. So
mm-hmm.
I never blamed myself and I never blamed God because I knew that God doesn't make junk. And I say that today. I even said, I think it was Tuesday night, God does not make junk. People turn into junk, okay, because we do have a free will, all right? We do have a free will. Now, even if we weren't taught right from wrong as a child growing up, and I was like that young man in the wolves, you know, he was brought up by the wolves because I didn't have any guidance. That was a movie years ago. And it was fascinating,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have any guidance. I wasn't taught social skills. I was left out in the cold. In fact, I was put out in the cold if I started to cry. Outside you go, 2-degree weather, doesn't matter. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I know what dog biscuits taste like, and I've lived in all different places and with all different people. And one person just contacted me. It was a cousin that I lived with, and she was a good cousin, and I love her to death to this day. And that was a good
mm-hmm.
family. I started to gain weight, which I needed. My hair wasn't falling out anymore because I was a picker and also malnutritioned and all kinds of stuff. And but their house was small, and they had too many children of their own, and I was like a burden. Didn't want to be. Didn't expect to be. Didn't want, you know, if this.
Right.
But I did tell on the person who was sexually abusing me, a family member, and I did get out of that house, and I was sent down to their house to live until my mother decided to be a mother. Okay, and
mm-hmm.
my bio father turned out to be, as we know, someone that I happened to know, and he wasn't my bio father. I knew there was a problem. All right, so I went through all this stuff, and so many of us, and then they'll say, well, if there's a God, my mother used to argue with me. She was a witch. She told me she was a witch, Michelle.
Jesus.
And she said to me, you and I will never be friends, ever. So don't try to be my friend.
Because
and
God
I
had
his
hand on you, honey, and the Satan and demons, they saw the light. That's why. They couldn't touch
That's
they couldn't
right.
get to you. Even all that stuff you went through, the light of God, you was marked by God. Even though you was
That's
going
right.
through all that trauma, they couldn't have your soul, baby.
Ooh, That's right.
My God. Go ahead.
And that's the way I am to this day. And when my mother was dying, Elizabeth, when my mother was dying, I walked into her room, a hospital room. Someone had turned the TV on, and it was a religious station. And they had
that was God.
A scarf. They had a scarf draped over it, like, okay. So a purple one, which I've seen before. I don't know what that purple scarf means. I don't know what that means. But anyway, the point is this. She said to me, turn that off. You know I hate that shit.
My God.
Okay, Mama. I went and I turned it off. And she said, don't you try to talk any guy talk to me. I said, hey, I didn't come in here to talk guy talk to you. I came to come in here and talk to you about, you know, do you want to be resuscitated if you die? And she said, no. I go, ew.
My God.
So I took the paperwork and I wrote big no on it and walked out and handed it to nurses. And I stayed
away from
her.
And that's how she died? Like that?
Just like that. That's how she died. The next morning,
well,
she was dead.
We already know where she is.
I know where she is. I know where she is. Listen.
I'm sorry to say, but
I'm just there are people out there in this world, they don't realize it. But you see, if we lived in a society where people loved each other, where people tried to be helpful to each other, where people helped the homeless, where people did, you know, positive things, worked with child abuse, tried to keep children safe, yeah, worked with those that are in marriages where they're being beaten with our domestic abuse, all the things that we cover in NASCA. But if all society did that, then there wouldn't be people from coming from other lands, as it mentions in the Bible, Michelle, from other nations, nation against nation, people against
people.
That's
right.
And that's why we're
having
all this trouble in our country now.
That's
And this is why
that's
we have these poor people coming to the border. Some of them I feel sorry for because they do want a better life. And then the others, we have the cartels, and we have the bad people are taking our teenagers and pimping them out on the street. Trump tried
That's
to put
right.
that wall up for a reason. If we can have around the Vatican a wall to keep the bad people out, if the movie stars can have walls around their mansions to keep the bad people out, why can't we as a country have a wall so that the bad people can't come in? Think about it.
That's the truth, though.
That's exactly
truth,
right.
That's
so you
truth.
See, we have all this godless ways going on in our country now, which you're speaking about, which only makes common sense if you think about it. If you think about it. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to this world. I just pray and say the best for the best, you know, and what can you do? And do
we
my
don't
best.
We don't have that power to know.
We
don't have that power to know, Carol.
We don't.
All we can do is continue to be whistleblowers, continue to do what we can to help children and women in domestic violence, men in domestic violence, and pray. That's all we can do. That's all we can do.
And that's saying
a mouthful,
though. That's saying a mouthful. Because
I know I am.
If we didn't have people, listen to me now, if we didn't have people like those in NASCA and other groups, there's other groups too, that are trying to do good for those, you know, who are in trouble. This comes from God. And this is our mission. I look at it as a mission. All right? So this is our mission. It's my mission. I can speak for myself, you know, to help people. And I've been in New York City feeding the homeless because I'm from New York. We all know this. And I wanted to go into the city, and I was with a prayer group that was doing this. Oh, my God, the Midnight Run. If anyone ever opens that up, the Midnight Run. It's not really an operation now because of all the things that are going on in New York City. But I was part of that. And we did feed the homeless, and we did, you know, have clothing for them. A lot of people gave. There's a lot of good people out there yet, believe it or not.
It is.
And they did donate, you know, new clothing. Some of them were still in wrappers, for God's sake, for these homeless people.
Yes, Lord.
And one night, I will share this, and I'll give it back to you. One night, this car stopped, and this guy, we were in Manhattan, okay, and there's several parks in Manhattan. I couldn't get them to go to the Bronx or other places like that. They were too scared. Okay. But there was a lot of homeless people in Manhattan, too. All right? So this car stopped. It was a really flashy car. And this guy had a suit on. And he said, you're the Midnight Run, is that right? And I, you know, we said yes. And he said, I just want to thank you for what you did for me. Because without without your help, without feeding me night after night after night after night, without giving me clothing when I needed it. And listen, we carried women's bras. We carried women's toiletries, all kinds of toiletries.
Yes, yes.
Men's underwear.
Yes.
You name it, we had it, okay?
Yes,
and,
yes.
If you didn't help me when I was down, he said, I wouldn't be riding around in this flashy car. He said, I'm no pimp. He said, and then he laughed when he said that. I'm not a pimp, that's what, you know. He said, I have a flashy car because I have a very good job today. And today, I am a very good person. And today, I'm also a very thankful person. Now, that's what he said. And away he went. So, you see, this is why I try to keep talking about community all the time, you know, when I can, on shows. Because I know that if community would get more involved with each other in a positive way, not looking at race, not looking at anything else, none of that stuff, because God made us all as we are. And you know, helped each other. Instead of, you know, doing naughty things, bad things, or ignoring people who are down and out, if we would do positive things, I think that we would be a safer society. I believe that. And we wouldn't have so many people that are in need. So you see, this is our mission on NASCA, to speak about those that who suffer from physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, okay, neglect, all the abuses that we speak about, physical, sexual, mental, emotional neglect. And, you know, all of that is certainly doesn't come from the devil, because you can be sure he doesn't like us helping each other and making each other strong and holding each other up. And helping each other when we're in need, and also going outside of our comfort zone to help others who are in need. People don't even realize they're doing God's work. Okay. So when you say that there's a spiritual battle going on, there is a spiritual battle going on, and that just brings out the worst. That's why we have so much fentanyl out on the street again. Okay.
Yes, Lord. And it's a high rise. That fentanyl, it's a high rise. Oh, my God. It's taking out people left and right.
It's everywhere. And they're trying to get it into our medications. I don't want to freak people out.
And that's crazy.
But they are.
That's true, though. You're right. If you know, they have it right now for cancer patients? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Jesus. So you see, with all these things that are bad, that doesn't come from God. That comes from the devil, and that's exactly
right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And because we've both been out on the street, Michelle, you and I, and there's other people who've been out on the street.
Been homeless for years,
We've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yes, we have. We've seen it.
Come on now.
Because we were part of it. Yeah, we were part of it.
That's right. That's right.
That's why we have this bond,
Amen.
You and I, because we've been out there. We know what it feels like to lay down on the street, okay?
That's right.
I know what it feels like to go behind a building and urinate. I know what it's like to go into stores. Yeah. I know what it's like to go into stores and try to wash off in the sinks, you know, to try and get a little cleaner. Now, I had it better than some of those people on the street, because I could go home. It's just they didn't care whether I was there or not. And if I was there, I was being sexually abused. So I chose the street.
Mm-hmm.
And those people out on the streets that I hung out with treated me better than the people at home. So I would go home once in a while and wash my hair right, you know, take a shower. Downstairs, though, in the basement, it was like a very nice basement, though, and we had wash tubs there and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
They didn't see me. I didn't see them. I'd be there at 3 o'clock in the morning. They wouldn't know. I was in and out, in and out, in and out. And if it got too cold, yes, then I'd stay home for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew what I was in for, okay? See, we come from families like this. And people who are listening through NASCA right now, we're not alone. We're not unique. We are not unique. The only difference that might be between you, I, and some other people is that we're willing to have an open heart and an open mind to God and to the devil.
Yes.
And to what they are, who
yes.
they are, and what to do about it, okay?
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
so we speak as we speak, okay? So that's where it comes from. And, Elizabeth, I hope you're not too scared. I'm trying to help, too. You know, we're both
we,
trying
she's
to.
Not, she
yeah.
shouldn't be afraid. God got her. God got
no.
her.
No.
Just telling the truth.
No. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there are spirits that are in people's homes, because I lived in a haunted house. I will say this. And I have many witnesses. And my children, for God's sake, they'd have kids stay over, you know, for a slumber party or whatever, especially my daughter. And my
mm-hmm.
God, the things that would happen scared the daylights out of them. And some would come
mm-hmm.
back and some wouldn't. Okay, I don't blame
yeah,
you, all right?
Absolutely.
You know, so these things happen. But what I did was, yes, I said the prayers that I was taught in that prayer group because I was part of the healing ministry. And then I
mm-hmm.
took every single piece of thing left over from the people that was there before. The guy had been a carpenter. I took the nails out of the house. I took the hammers that he left behind out of the house. She had love letters from someone. I don't know who, his wife. I don't know who they were from. Anything and anything I could see that had belonged to them, which really should have been cleaned out anyway. But I took it and I threw it out. And then I said prayers. And then all of a sudden, we had a clean house. It happened.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, you're not supposed to do that unless you have a priest with you or something. But I couldn't get anybody to come over to my house. And I will write a book about this. Because you
mm-hmm.
see, it does
mm-hmm.
exist. Elizabeth, I believe you. I understand you. And I know
yes.
what you're talking about. Yes, we both
mm-hmm.
understand you.
Absolutely.
But you have to be very careful, you know, and know that there is a God, know that there is the devil. Some people think that we're in purgatory right now. I don't know. Maybe they're right.
All I can tell you that it's real.
You know,
real.
I don't know. You know, like, we didn't make it to heaven. We didn't go down to hell, so God's giving us another chance. I don't know. That's what some people think. Maybe they're right. We don't know
exactly.
until we die. We don't know.
That's right. That's right.
That's why those
That's
mediums
right,
out there and those people who write the horoscopes and all this other stuff, it's all baloney. All baloney. All baloney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth, do you have any questions?
So, Elizabeth, do you have any questions? Oh, you said the same thing I did.
No, I'm just kind of listening in and trying to absorb this and learn and that sort of thing. So I appreciate the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me go and piggyback a little bit on Halloween, because it's getting so close to Halloween. I want to throw out some things that is attached to the dark world that a lot of parents are letting their kids be involved in. Harry Potter, that's demonic. If you have your children looking at Harry Potter movies, or if you have any books or anything, get rid of it now. Those are open portals, and those are open doors. You don't want your children to look at, or they're playing games that have like monsters and witches and anything like that as far as games. Those are open portals. You want to get rid of that. You need to monitor your children if they, you know, on their phones and or computers. You want to monitor, because open portals are easy to open to the devil. And people think, oh, if they, I don't allow my kids around nobody. Honey, the devil can come through TV, the phone. he can
right.
come movies. He can come through all that. So you have to monitor what your children are listening to, what they're looking at, what they're reading, and what they're playing. Very important.
That's right. That's right.
There's no
now,
such thing as a witch.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Now, years ago, we had a guy. I just want the listeners to hear this, and they can look it up themselves. I don't know the scan number. Too long ago. Don't forget, I've been here 11 to almost 12 years. There was this guy who came on. His name was Neil Brick, B-R-I-C-K. And he deprogrammed people who were devil worshippers and stuff like that. He deprogrammed them. You might want to look into him, Neil Brick. Now, I don't know if he's still doing it or not, but he was on our show a couple of times, and that's what he did do. So you see, Elizabeth, this is a real thing. If you can look up Neil Brick, type it in, but I don't know what year it was. I'll have to look into it, too. That's what he did. And you see, again, a lot of what Michelle was saying tonight is some of the things of what he said, not as much in detail, because he was a deprogrammer, okay, where Michelle lived the life. She knows what it's like.
For 30 years.
She knows what it's like. Yes, she knows what it's like to see people who had to go in for sacrifice and how to, how a guy or a gal can be the most charming of people. Okay, you think, wow, this person is really, really nice, but they're not. Okay? You have to be careful. Because sooner or later, their other side will come out one way or the other. And then you realize. But just look for things that are good to do for people. Try to have a positive attitude. And try to be a good person yourself. Remember, we're not judged only by the deeds that we do. We're judged also, too, by what's in our heart. Now, that is written.
That's right.
That's a combo. And that's in the New Testament. And
yes,
so, you know, don't, you know, if people are out there that I worry about the teenagers, Michelle, because look at the world we live in and look at how they're behaving. Look at the kids that are out on the streets, you know, they're shooting this one. Now, I have nothing against guns. I grew up with guns. Again, to me, it's the person who pulls the trigger you have to worry about, okay? But that's my opinion. But look at the other things they're doing. It doesn't matter what the weapon is, it being a gun, being a knife, whatever. And they're smashing and going in the window. They're going to the stores. They're shoplifting $950 worth. As long as it's under $1,000, it won't be a grand then, will it? Because that wouldn't be grand larceny.
Wow.
And this is happening in the Midwestern states. There's other strange states that you wouldn't think that things like this would happen. And it's happening somewhat out here, too. And then, of course, they want to get rid of the cops. Well, why do they want to get rid of the cops? Because they want to run and to rule, okay?
That's
now,
correct.
I'm not talking politics here. I'm not just talking politics.
That's
I'm
right.
talking about people in general. Now, I'm talking about the good from the bad, all right? And so you see, all these things that we speak about, I worry about our teenagers because from what I've been reading, and you know I do a lot of research, a lot of things I've been finding out is that drug abuse is sky high. Suicides
Very
are
much
sky
so.
High amongst teenagers, our children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and they're supposed to be our treasures. And then, of course, we have this COVID thing going on, and we don't never know how it's going to change from week to week to week to week. And people who are fragile, you know, in the sense of maybe having post-traumatic stress disorder or complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And the difference is the complex is when you've been abused many times in your life. It becomes complex. And a lot of us have had, I had it, complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And what happens is these people, myself included, at one time, you know, I would fall apart. I was never hospitalized or any of that other stuff. I would just simply go and hide in my room. And lock my door. Okay. And isolate myself because I started to get afraid of people and afraid of life and afraid of everything. Afraid. And then one day I woke up and realized, no, I can't live like this anymore. I don't want to live like this anymore. And then what did I try to do? I tried to commit suicide, didn't I, at the age of 17? So you see, there's a lot of suicides that have gone up. Kids from the ages of 12.
Absolutely.
From the ages of 12.
Absolutely.
I looked it up, and I saw a lot of information on that. And some came from the Mayo Clinic. Mayo Clinic is always a good place. And then there's other organizations I haven't written down or have in front of me. But from 12 to 24, the suicide rate is high. Now, this is what we're talking about. And a lot of these kids, all right, had been abused. So those who had been abused one way or another, or from all the abuses that we speak about on this show, it doesn't matter. The abuse is there. Trauma is there. So a lot of these kids are already fragile. And being that they are fragile, it just adds to it. Mm-hmm. We've got another caller here, and the show is almost over. I'm going to see who this is.
I know. That's somebody.
That's
a friend of mine. It's a friend of mine.
Okay.
So come on. And then I need to talk real quick.
So who are we speaking to?
I think they're just calling to listen in.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
They're just calling
back
to listen in.
Okay. All right. You're just calling to listen. All right. That's good.
They're just calling to listen in.
What we're trying to do is reach as many people as we can, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we've lived the life, and Michelle even more than I, because she was a part of ritual abuse. I was a part of evil. Let's just put it that way, all right?
Yeah.
And I know the difference now. I know the difference now. And, yes, what you were speaking about, Elizabeth, that does happen. And it can be cleansed. And Michelle said a wonderful prayer for you and your daughter. So I'm sure that was very helpful. And you'll see as days go by, as you think about that prayer, that it was very helpful. So I can't tell people what to do. Go ahead.
I just want to say real quick, Carol, again, I want to stress this, that, you know, if you're going to have your kids out there, you know, trick-or-treating, you know, I'm totally against it. But, you know, if you're going to have your kids out there, at least take your kids to someone that you know, your family. Don't let them go door-to-door to strangers. Because people, they put poison, they put drugs, they put pins and candy. Because that is the highest holiday for witches and warlocks for sacrifice. Mm-hmm. To sacrifice kids, you know, and it's dangerous, you know, but people don't think about that because they're so caught up in the natural. But this is a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual warfare, you know. And again, like I said, the devil doesn't sleep. He goes to and fro to see who he can devour. So he wants parents to have that mindset of don't listen to those people when they talk. They're talking crazy. Take your kids out there. Get them some costumes. Let them have fun. Ha, ha, ha. That's what he wants. But I'm telling you, that is dangerous. It's dangerous. It's very dangerous. So be very mindful.
It's also a money-making thing. It's also
a
money-making thing.
A
because don't forget, look at the stores.
Industry?
The stores are, look, I have to admit, I'm naughty. I bought all kinds and kinds of candy. And when I see if there's too much candy, I'll say, hey, you out there, you want me to get fat? Get over here. And they come right to my house.
You is so funny, Carol.
That's what they do. So,
God.
Come on, Mom and Dad, you too, come on. So I get everybody out here because I have fun looking at the costumes. I don't believe I'm not going to be devil worshipping after that. I know better. But, you know, it's kind of fun looking at it. But you're right. This is the high holy day, if you will, you know, for that's coming up for those that do believe that follow Satan. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
anyway,
we had a very interesting show, and
it's been
Elizabeth,
a wonderful show, absolutely.
Yeah, and Elizabeth, I hope that Michelle was able to enlighten, and some of which I know too, to help enlighten, you know. Some of the things that you went through, some of the things that you observed, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I do want to say this real quick because it's 9:24 for anyone who's listening or in the chat room, that if you need someone to talk to and you don't want to, like, really, you know, speak out loud, you know, we do have on our website, you know, Carol's on there. Of course, I'm on there. I'm Michelle Bless. My email and my phone number is there. You can reach me through email, or you can call me, or you can text me. You know, if I don't answer, to get my attention more, just basically text me and say, hey, Minister Michelle, this is so-and-so from NASCA, or I was a listener, and can you call me? Believe me, I will get that faster, and I will absolutely return your call. And just know that if no one told you today that they didn't love you, just know that I love you, Carol loves you, Elizabeth loves you, we are here for you. And there's two scriptures that the Lord lay on my heart, and he always gave me these scriptures, but it's Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 14. That's Jeremiah 29, chapter 29, verses 11 through 14, and Psalms 91. Just read those scriptures daily. They're comforting scriptures, but he knows the thoughts that he has for you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace, and he will give you peace. But it's up to you to ask for that peace. He is here. And even though you don't know who he is, he knows who you are. And all you got to do is say, God, I don't know you, but I surrender to you. Come into my life. Come into my heart. Show me who you are. Heal me, O Lord. And he will do that in Jesus' name. And that's what I want. That's what I want to end that with, Carol. So I pass the mic back to you.
Okay. All right. Well, it's been an interesting show. And, you know, I hope people, you know, really play it over again, okay? Listen to it again and listen to what we say because, again, of course, she has more experience with this than I do because I've never been in ritual abuse. But I had friends who had, and we have other people, too, on NASCA who had, and we even had a deprogrammer. Come on, it's got to be, there's got to be something there. So, you know, just think about it. And just lead your life the way you lead it and try to be good. That's all. Try to help someone. If you see someone down and out, for God's sake, pick them up, all right? And you know, some people might say, well, I'm afraid to do that because they might have a weapon. Well, okay. Then if you don't want to pick them up, then call the cops. Call the cops and tell them someone's down on the ground, all right? And pick that person up. Let them pick that person up. If you feel fearful.
Yes.
And you know, watch each other's backs, all right, because we're living in a very dangerous world right now. This is the truth. And, you know, we have to band together as a people because at one time our country was a very good country. And remember, no one helps the United States. Who helps us? No one. They all turn
That's
to
good.
The United States, all right? But the United States is going to get pretty darn drained soon, you know, for money's going here, money's going there. And you know what? Look at the food prices in the stores. This is not a good thing. Everything is going up. Look at the gas when you're going to put gas in your car. Okay? Everything's being switched around and changed. It's very weird. So we can't change that. But what we can do is change ourselves. And if there are people out there... you know, who are selfish, who don't give, you know. It's a good thing to do the opposite. Do give, do help.
Absolutely.
And you'll like yourself better. All right, I've gotten a 90-second cue here, which means it's going to go down to the 60-second cue. Tomorrow we do have a guest coming on, the Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Tomorrow's Friday. I'm hosting tomorrow also. Her name is Marlisa Hardeman. I probably said her name wrong. Marlisa Hardeman, and she's a transformational speaker and so forth. Anyway, she'll be on tomorrow, so give us a call, 646-595-2118. And thank you so much, Michelle, for coming on. You and I always have
You're
a
welcome.
Great show. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. And thank you, Elizabeth, and your daughter, too. And I hope we were helpful
I will
to
be
you.
On tomorrow with you, Carol.
All right. That makes it even better. That's even better.
Send me
All
a
right,
reminder,
then.
Please, but I will be there.
Okay. So I will talk to you very soon. And good night. God bless. Watch
good
your
night.
Back. And watch your neighbor's back, too. Okay? Okay.
Good Bye. Night, Elizabeth.
She dropped off already. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Good night.
Good night, please.
Get out of here.
Blog Talk Radio.